We welcome you to this week's service from Mooresville United Methodist Church. In this week's sermon entitled, Don't Just Stand There, Pastor Glass reminds us that the gospel is never meant to have its followers frozen in place. We will now join Pastor Glass with this week's service.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to Mooresville United Methodist Church. My name is Beth Glass, and I'm a pastor here, and we are truly delighted that you are joining us for worship today, whether you are here in person or you are joining us online. I pray everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you. And if you are new to our church family and you're joining us in person, I would also draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in the pew racks. If you'd like to fill out one of the cards and provide whatever information you're comfortable sharing, we'd be glad for that because it gives us a chance to get to know you a little bit better. If you do choose to fill out one of the cards, we invite you to hold on to it until later in the worship service when the ushers will be passing around the offering plates. You can place the card on the plate at that time, and we thank you for that. If you're new to our church family and you're joining us online, we invite you to introduce yourself to us. You can send an email to the church office telling us a little bit about who you are and where you're from. Our office email address is mooresvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I do encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit the church website so you can stay up to date with upcoming events and activities.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Our first reading today is from Acts 1, verses 1 to 11. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they'd come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he'd said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly, two men in white robes stood before them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you in heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Jen.
And now, today's message.
Our gospel reading for today comes from Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. Then he said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer, and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated, please. So I'd like to welcome all of you again. I am so glad that you are here to worship with us today, whether you are in person or online. And I pray that everybody will find something in our time together that will strengthen us for the challenges of the coming week. Today is Ascension Sunday. And this is the day when the church recalls how Jesus ascended into heaven. It marks the end of the time that the risen Christ was physically present with his disciples. And it leads into Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit is poured out upon his disciples in a way in which God is now present with us, not necessarily physically, but spiritually at all times and in all places. Luke is the author of both the scripture passages that we heard for today, and his accounts of what happened at the Ascension are a little bit different. But today I'm going to focus on the passage that Jen shared with us, the first one that comes from Acts chapter 1. And in particular, I want to focus on the line from that passage that says, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." That is the heart of today's message, which is called, "Don't Just Stand There." Because the disciples are standing still, but the gospel is never meant for God's people to be frozen in place. And that's what we're going to look at. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. So one of the things that fear does best is to keep people stuck in place. And recently I was reminded of that because I've been rewatching The Hunger Games. Are any of you familiar with The Hunger Games? All right. For those of you who are not, thank you, Ashley. I love it. She held up the three fingers, right? So for any of you who are not familiar, let me give you just a brief synopsis of what the story is about. It tells the post-apocalyptic story of a nation that has been torn apart by war. And the end of the war is marked by the victory of the capital ruling over the defeated districts through a series of fear tactics, right? So they limit food resources to the people of the districts, and they strictly enforce rules through violent military force by people called, ironically, the peacekeepers. And they require each district to come up with one adolescent male and one adolescent female each year. And the tributes, as they are called, are required to participate in what is termed the Hunger Games, in which they will battle one another until only one of them is left alive. Then one year, a young woman named Katniss enters the game, and she doesn't follow the rules exactly as everybody else has done before. In fact, by the end of her year's game, there are two tributes who are left alive, Katniss and a young man named Peter, who is also from her district. That slight shift sparks a fire of hope among all of the oppressed districts that maybe the future can change. And it starts a political uprising in some of the capital-oppressed regions. The capital president is feeling threatened by this, and he's trying to figure out how he can restore order. And one of the lines that stuck out to me this week is when he says, "Fear doesn't work as long as people have hope." Fear does not work as long as people have hope. And honestly, I think that's a perfect summary for this passage from Acts. For years, I've assumed that the disciples were standing there rooted in the ground and staring off into the sky because they were amazed or confused. But this week, I wondered, what if they were simply afraid? What if they were afraid of what would come next? What if they were afraid of being left behind again? What if they were afraid of an uncertain future? Because fear can cause us to freeze in place. But just then, two men in white robes show up and they offer a word of hope. This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. It is a word of hope. You are not abandoned. Jesus has been with you and will be with you. And if fear causes us to freeze, hope can help us move forward. It was the word of hope that the angels spoke that helped the early church move forward. The disciples returned to Jerusalem. They spent time praising God and awaiting the promised coming of the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit was poured out on them, they moved forward. They made their way from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the ends of the earth. It was hope that helped them move forward. And hope can help us move forward in our time too. In fact, I think perhaps the most important work of the church is to bring a word of hope to individuals, to our community, and to our world. Because fear can cause us to freeze, but it is hope that can help us to move forward. This past week, I had the privilege of attending the first grade choral concert at Mary Walter Elementary School, where one of our young students had a solo part. This past week, I was invited to watch the graduation ceremony for one of our high school students who has blossomed into an amazing young woman. And this past week, I was able to video chat with one of our young adults who has graduated from Army basic training during his family day. Now, fear says that young people have no direction, no sense of purpose, and the future is dim, so why bother? Hope says that these young people, surrounded by family and friends and church, will make a difference in the world, and that with God, all things are possible. So let's keep pouring into each individual as much as we can. Fear causes us to freeze, but hope helps us to move forward. This past week, our church was blessed by a very generous $1,000 donation from the Southern Fakir Rortons. They made that donation to help the feeding program that we support through Mary Walter Elementary School. The individual who helped make that happen had a mother who was a member here. Some of you remember Mary Varnow. Mm-hmm. It was her daughter that made it happen. She said that the Rortons were looking to help youth and to help with food insecurity in our community, and our church's ministry fit both of those needs. Now, fear says that the challenge of feeding 53 children every weekend is too much for this little country church to take on. But hope says God will provide, right? So let's keep pouring into the community as much as possible, as much as we can, because with God, all things are possible. Fear makes us freeze, but hope helps us to move forward. Yesterday, our women's group had its regular meeting, and as part of our time together, we assembled hygiene kits for UMCOR, which is our denomination's disaster relief ministry. Sometimes when we see the devastation left behind floods and hurricanes and fires or tornadoes, a few hygiene items seem like such a small thing. And fear tells us that what we have to offer will never be enough. But let me tell you, After disasters, those simple kits are among the very first things that people receive. A toothbrush, soap, a towel, small reminders that someone cares, that they have not been forgotten, and there is still hope ahead. Fear says, what difference can we make? Hope says, start somewhere. Fear freezes us, but hope is a word that makes us move forward. And I think maybe that's why the angels ask the disciples, why do you stand here looking up toward heaven? Because there is still ministry to do, still people to love, still hope to share. And the same is true for us. We can't stay frozen in fear about the future of the world, or the church, or even of our own lives. Christ is risen, Christ reigns, and the Holy Spirit is still moving among God's people. So don't just stand there. Move forward in hope. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious God, when fear causes us to stand still, fill us again with the hope of your Spirit. Send us out to love boldly, serve faithfully, and move forward in hope through Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to join me as we affirm our faith with a statement of faith from the United Church of Canada. You'll find the words on the screen. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. I send you out as those who will tell the story, a story of hope in Christ. And I send you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's service. Mooresville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MooresvilleUMC. If you'd like to support Mooresville United Methodist Church financially, there are a variety of ways. You can give in person, online at www.easytithe/MooresvilleUMC, or by texting donate to 540-300-1616. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at www.mooresvilleumc.org. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.